Welcome to Carron Community Radio Show. My name is Lee, and today we have from the Pantry 5000 at St. Aidan's Church on Paulson Street, we have the Pastor Ian and one of the helpers, Liz. Say hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Or good afternoon.
What we want to go through today, obviously we want to talk a little bit about the background of Pantry 5000, so if there's something you could tell us about that, Ian, how it started and what's happening with it right now and where you're taking it.
Well, Pantry 5000 started as an initiative of our parish of Long Beach Anglican, and it came out of a vision that the church had to reach its community and help it, needy people within our community. So it began in March 2012, and it's continued solidly ever since.
Fantastic. And you, Liz, you helped down there as well. You're one of the volunteers down there, I believe.
Yeah, I'm a volunteer. Through Centrelink, I had a health pension card and was told about Pantry, and it's absolutely brilliant. It gives you, I think it's 12 grocery items and 10 dairy or frozen, and that is great because it's quite a few days' food, and then the money that you would have put on that you can spend on your rent or electricity bills and other things that are important. And now that, you know, things are a lot better for me, I go down as a volunteer.
Fantastic.
Just to repay some of the favours and
the help.
Put back
in what you take out. Exactly. Fantastic. Yeah. Now I get down there, I try to get down there every second week. I go down on a Wednesday when they have the food bank, when they have the open day and everybody comes along there. What sort of criteria do they need? Obviously, quite a few people get through there. I believe it's about 200 families get through there on a Wednesday. What sort of criteria is needed to actually come down to Pantry 5000 and actually make use of those services?
You need to have a health card or a pension card, and you need to live within the boundary of Mordialloc down to Seaford and out to Carrum Downs, the 3201 postcode out there.
Fantastic. And obviously, I believe you get about 200. Are you reaching sort of saturation point, or do you need more help? Do you need more volunteers? Do you need more food? What are we looking for in the future?
A regular figure is between 170 and 180. Okay. It can get up to 200, okay. But the regular figure's about that. We're helping about 400 family units within the area.
Well, it's a fantastic bit of what you do down there. And just after I started being a volunteer down there, I was contacted by the Back to Earth Initiative. So you've also got a great garden down there. There's a lot of work going out the back of the garden. I noticed last time I was down there was a couple of ducks flying around. Well, not exactly flying. They were walking around the place. It was great seeing them down there. Tell us a little bit about the garden at the back there.
Well, the garden was developed because, one, we wanted to model how people could have their own veggie garden in their backyard, okay, and grow their own fresh vegetables, but also it means that they can buy fresh produce that we've produced at the place.
Fantastic. Mm.
People come in, and actually, in fact, we're very short of garden volunteers, so if anybody's listening out there and has got a green thumb or a partial green finger, garden's open Monday morning, Wednesday morning, Friday afternoon, and Tuesday while we're there packing.
What sort of times are they open in the mornings and the afternoons from and to?
Oh, I think it's just in the morning generally, you know, okay, like 9,
yep,
10.
Yep, no.
Friday is 1 till 3. They're the only specific hours I know.
And for volunteers, obviously you mentioned volunteers for the Pantry 5000 as well as the garden. How would they get in touch with you? Is a Facebook page or a telephone number, or just turn up to?
They would have to contact our people that oversight Pantry, so Ken and Sue Gooding.
Okay, so basically if anybody wants to know anything more about the Pantry 5000, they can certainly get in touch with me. My name is Lee on 042-888-1703, and I can get all the details down to Ken or over to the pastor or over to the people that run the garden out the back there. So, yeah, guys, give me a call, 042-888-1703, and I'll put you in touch.
And equally, they could call me on 0437-244-689.
Thank you very much, Ian.
And if you don't get those, you're very, very welcome just to drop by the church hall. Someone will give you the address again in a minute. And we're there from 11 o'clock on Tuesday to pack food. And we're there from 9-ish, bit before, bit after 9. Door opens at 9:30 on a Wednesday in the morning.
And that's at St. Aidan's Church. That's the little
Poulson and
Poulson.
Yes,
Poulson
at the corner of Poulson and McLeod. Right.
Mm. Very welcome to come and have a look.
And
come
it's
and have a coffee.
Around the back, yeah.
Yeah, and come and check us out. see if you want to join us. And it's a lot of fun, a lot of people.
It is, like I say, I get down there every second Wednesday and it's great fun. I always help people down from the, I don't know why, because I'm a big guy, they always get me lifting all the big stuff. I don't know, it's killing my back, it really is. No, it's a great lot of fun down there. I lift everybody down from the stairs, it's great.
Can I say, Lee, too, that it's more than just people receiving food. We have a constant morning tea that goes on whilst people are waiting their turn on Wednesday. And people find that they can get real fellowship and friendship by just being down there. Some stay for hours because
well, that's
they
what I
just
see.
Enjoy
people
being...
People sit down on the tables, get a coffee, go back and have a cake, sit down and talk to each other. There's even a book exchange, I believe, down there as well.
Yes, we've got a book exchange.
Yes, there is.
With some DVDs as well, occasionally.
Fantastic. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about the area down there? I know you've got a big book there, Liz. It's quite a lot of information there. If there's anything that you want to pull out of there, feel free to.
Well, there's some facts and figures. We have over 2,000 guests registered on our books, although we only help about 180 each week, which is about 400 guests, because a lot of them are single families.
Yeah.
A lot of them are single families. And we raise our own funds. We work sausage sizzles at Woolworths in Chelsea monthly. We get personal donations. People like Rotary and the Freemasons sometimes give us a grant as well, individual councillors. Kingston Council has given us a partnership to pay for electricity. We get specific grants for the gardens and for freezers. Leader Initiative of Feed Melbourne is also very helpful. But money's short, as everybody in the world knows.
And where do you get your food from? Give a big shout out to the people who donate to the Pantry 5000.
Oh, food comes from Food Bank, which we have to pay for. It's a lot cheaper. For instance, we would get 6 jars of pasta for the cost of 1 off the shelf.
Fantastic.
But we still need to pay a cost. Yep. Second Bite is free, and that's mostly sponsored by Coles. We get bread from Brumbies at Southampton and Carrum Downs. No, not Southampton, Sandringham and Carrum Downs. Safeway at Patterson Lakes and Seaford also supplies bread.
Fantastic.
And I believe the Anglican Church has a food of the week. So, you know, next week might be a tin of baked beans.
Yes, our own parish contributes food and has done so since the inception.
Fantastic. And there's one thing down there I quite see quite a lot down there. There's a blackboard, and if there's anything that people want to donate or if they want to give away, there's also you can write on the blackboard
yes,
and you can give things away, and
yes,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'd like to say too, Lee, that I think the people that come to Pantry are aware that it's a safe and secure place for them to come to, and that they'll know that they're loved when they come through the door.
Absolutely. And they don't have to be religious, obviously, to come down there anyway, do they?
It's not open
to anybody. Anybody can come down there and feel the love.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've touched on, obviously, the garden at the back, and we've touched on Pantry 5000. Is there any other things that are going on down at the church there that are helping the community?
Yes, our parish at its other centre in Chelsea, at St Chad's, provides a community lunch on Tuesdays, and that feeds something like 150 people each week.
Fantastic.
A two-course meal. And we have other outreaches such as our Winter Warmers initiative, and we also support Samaritan's Purse.
So there's a lot of things going on down there.
Yes. A lot.
So like I said, guys, if you want to get in touch, please give me a call on 042 888 1703 or contact Ian on
0437 244 689.
Or contact Liz on...
No, just come down to the church and have a cup of coffee with me. I'll greet you with a smile and a cuppa.
Send Liz a postcard. Okay, well, that's been fantastic, guys. Look, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for coming down to Radio Carrum. It's been great work. And
my pleasure.
We'll be back in 2 weeks with some other fantastic people from the community. If you guys know of anybody out there who deserves a big shout-out, please get in touch with us here at Radio Carrum. Either through the Facebook page, through the website, or, like I said, give me a call, 042-888-1703. This is Lee, signing off from Radio Carrum. Thank you very much, Ian.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, Liz. Have a great weekend.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.